So I'm calling the meeting to order at 5:02 p.m. Because we have quorum, and so we will get started. And Angela, is there a spiel that you need to do?
Welcome to our virtual meeting. We are going to cover a few basic items before beginning. If you lose connection at any point during the meeting, you can reconnect by clicking the link or calling the number in your original email. To members and city staff, members, if you are able, please activate your video for purposes of quorum and keep it on for the duration of the meeting. Staff, if you're able, please activate your video when you are speaking. The chair and the committee staff are responsible for muting and unmuting committee members. Members can rename themselves if they wish to add pronouns after your name. Use the raise hand feature when you'd like to be recognized to speak, ask questions, or request a roll call vote. During any roll call, all participants will be muted, excuse me, unmuted briefly. Staff click raise hand when you are asking a question. The chair will do their best to call on committee members in the order in which hands are raised. Lowering your hand would take you out of the queue. Members of the public who have registered to speak, the name you entered in Zoom must match the name you entered in registration. You will remain muted until called upon. Staff will let you know when your time is up. After speaking, a member of the body may ask you a question. If you need to share documentation with the board, please send it to the email listed on today's agenda. Please do not use your video. If you turn on your video, it will be shut off. Chair, the floor is yours.
Can you assist with roll call?
Yes. We have Rainey Moore.
Present.
Kleba.
Present.
Esparza.
Present.
Benford. And Rainey.
I think Melanie says she would not be able to attend, so she would be absent. And then, Angela, are you able to share the agenda?
Yeah.
I have it pulled up on my end, but I just want to make sure we're watching the same.
Yes, I have it. I just got to make sure it's the right screen that's showing. You all don't see it. Try this. Just 1 second. To me, I see it, but you don't see it yet. Is that what you...
I do see it.
You do?
I see the agenda. Yeah.
No, I don't see
Wait,
it.
Wait, is it today's though?
I see it. I see it. It is today's. Wait a minute. Nope, that looks like June 13th. Is that right?
No, yep.
That one is this one. Okay, now I see it. July the 1st, agenda for today's meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Public comment. We don't have any public comments. So do you all see it or no?
Yes.
Okay.
No. Oh, that's still June 15th. I'm still seeing June 13th or whatever. It's not the one of today.
Okay. On my screen, I'm looking at July 1st. So let me...
You might need to unshare and then reshare. That's the best solution I've ever had with these things.
Angela, this is the June 13th. So stop sharing and then reshare the other one.
Okay, because I'm definitely looking at July 1. Okay, so let me see. Okay, that's July 1. Me see, why are we doing more? It's mine that's playing tricks on me because I'm looking at it clear as day and can't make it display. So, July 1. Okay.
No, well, we just need to share screen again.
I understand that, Araceli, but it's not working right for me. So, just one second.
Oh, sure. I'm not trying to pressure you.
Yeah,
Sorry.
that's okay. There you go. Do we all see July 1st?
Yes.
Okay.
Bingo.
Thank you. I apologize for that, but there we
Yeah,
are.
this is the right one.
Thank
Yeah.
you.
So this looks good. Okay. And then, so I didn't get notice that there were any public comments. Is that correct, Angela?
That is correct. There are no public comments.
Okay. And then, are there any disclosures or recusals? I'm not hearing none or seeing no hands raised, so we will. Move on to the approval of the minutes from the June 3rd of 2024. Can I have a motion to approve the June 3rd minutes?
I so move.
It's
A
been
second.
motioned by Bob and second by Araceli. Any discussion? Seeing no hands raised. Can all in favor of approval of the minutes, can you just raise your hand? See Bob's hands raised. Araceli, looks like the minutes are approved. Thank you. And then the next item on our agenda is the EOC vacancies. Byron, do you have any updates? Byron was on here, but now I don't
He
see
was,
him.
yeah, he was. I did not remove them, but let's see what happened. Let me see if I have
I think we lost him.
an email or something.
Shall we table this item until Byron reappears?
We can.
What are we tabling again?
The updates on the vacancies on the
Vacancies.
commission.
Oh, okay. Yeah, let's table that one and then review the MGO.
Yep. And then the next item would be MGO section. Bob Clava, that would be you. Do you want to go ahead?
I would love to have an update, and I have done nothing. I am sorry. Just summer is in the hospitality business is crazy busy, and I endeavor to work on that for the our meeting next week.
Okay. So is it if it's not here tonight, the exec team would like to review the letter before it actually goes to the full team. So my request would be that if it's not going available tonight, then if we can table it for the next exec meeting, which would be a month away, versus having it ready for next week. Would that be okay?
That works for me, Chair.
Okay, thanks.
So move to the August Executive Committee meeting.
Yes.
Okay, so then the next item would be an update on the Reverend James C. Wright Award. Angela, do you have any updates that you can share?
Yes.
I heard, I received your email, but is there anything you want to say regarding that?
We are on schedule for the presentation to be done July 16th at the Common Council meeting. Reverend Allen has been notified. There will be a press release and a Legistar document generated.
When does the press release go out?
It should go out today or tomorrow. Michaelin wasn't in today.
Okay.
For us to take care of that. But we certainly have had the mayor's.
Okay, that sounds good.
Notified Common Council. The award has been received and everything. So we are on schedule with that and working with the Legislative Council that works on Common Council scheduling.
Okay. So the presentation's on July 16th then?
Yes. It's
okay.
That is the plan, Araceli, is that it will be on July 16th. So if folks want to mark that on their calendars, that would be great. I believe the time is 6:30.
Mm-hmm. And we would like the chair to present the award.
Yep. It is on my calendar.
Wonderful.
Anything else? Any questions? And then with no other questions, the next item on our agenda is the community listening sessions. Our next listening session would be July 11th. Araceli, would you like to say anything regarding that?
Just I emailed city staff and we're just waiting to hear back. If it's a go, because if it's a go, then it's a go. Then we can all like start printing them and then sending them out. It's really just a press release. I've updated mostly everything. We all met like last week. So kind of was hoping that today we would all kind of agree to move forward on it. I realize this is July 1st and then it's 4th of July weekend. So if people can come on July 11th to the South Madison location for our meeting and bring a friend who is a renter, that would be amazing.
And I just wanted to remind this committee that I would not be present because I'm going to be out of town on the 11th. So yeah. I did ask our vice chair if he would lead the meeting and facilitate, and he is willing to do that.
Okay. Good. Good. Just to remind people, put the word out so that other folks can come. A lot of times this is when, I don't know, I almost think we should have someone from like human services come. Yeah, I know it's a short turnaround at this point. But yeah, I hope that we have a nice turnout like we did last year, last session. But given that it's summer, it might not be, but it also very well might. It really just depends, I think, too, on what kind of concerns are happening in the neighborhood around apartments. But yeah.
I sent also an email back to you, Araceli, that they need a different format in order to translate the document.
So do you need it like, as a, did you put that in the email? Like what kind?
She just said a different format. I'm assuming Word would be good, but she did not give me, and I said, what format do you prefer? And she did not say which format. So it's
right.
So normal, I guess, formats would be a Word document.
Yeah, it was a PNG. You're right, it was. It's more like an image. Yeah, I mean, okay. But have they approved it as is?
Yes, Byron sent you something to say, yes, it was okay. And then okay. If you want something for, I know it's sent to Byron,
but if
you also want me to do something, then say, and, you know, Angela, or put my name up top, because I get copied on so many emails that I could have probably earlier got into this until when I saw it today, because I thought you was just communicating with Byron.
Oh, okay. So next time you'd rather be for me to be a little bit more direct is what you're saying?
No, I'm just saying add my name.
Oh.
A little bit more, I did. You know, okay. Yeah, it was like, oh, Byron, I want
to. I mean, I will. I'll try to be more direct out and include you on those emails. But I'm pretty sure I did. But it's okay. Maybe I thought I did, but that's okay. So I will definitely, and I'm glad that we're getting into a process and so forth. Yeah, let's hopefully pull this out. So will the press release be like also? Will you all take care of that, distributing it?
I'm not quite sure what direction they're I'm supposed to.
Okay. Can I give Bob a chance to answer, sure. To ask his question? His hand is raised.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So we're meeting the same an hour before at 4 o'clock at the, and then we're having our meeting. Commission meeting afterward. I'm looking at my calendar. I have the meeting at the listening session at 4 and the executive committee at 5.
I think it's the other way around. Well, I think the meeting typically starts at 5, so we can't change that time. So our meetings will start at 5, but we can cut it off at a certain point. And then if we could have the listening sessions after the meeting, I think that would be probably better. If we have the listening sessions, maybe if we do even if we do a half hour to 45 minutes of our meeting and then do a listening session, I think that would be better. And I'm saying that knowing I'm not going to be in attendance, but that is sort of what we did the last time.
Mm-hmm.
That did work out well. And is it going to be a hybrid meeting or is it going to be all in person?
I think it's going to be hybrid is what we had agreed to, because the partnership office has the ability to be hybrid a lot more than the library.
Okay, so we need to make sure that it is noticed as a hybrid meeting.
It should be noted on the flyer, whatever goes out, and then the meeting agenda.
Okay, so do we have a, Araceli, did you set up a time for when the listening session starts?
On the flyer? I'd have to look at it. I'd have to look at it again, but I think it's just like what Corinda said. I honestly did not change anything that was, if they wanted me, and they were very explicit, the select committee wanted it word for word exactly, except for changing of the date and the day of the day and the date and the place, and that's it. Everything else stayed exactly the same. So whatever we did last time is what we're gonna do now. But as far as like having it, I don't know if last time, if we did hybrid, to be honest, if we did a Zoom, we could. I think it was mainly.
Last time we did do hybrid because people were calling in, but we were using my phone, remember? But it didn't quite work out that well because we were using my phone. But if we have the technology, which the partnership office does have, the hybrid should work out.
Exactly. I think that's where I'm at then, is that as long as it's, how about this? If Angela, could the city of Madison give me the, like a registration link for the Zoom? And then that way I can make it into a QR code and put it right onto the flyer. And that way people know they would have to, you know, they have an option to register that way. As long as it's in the meeting notice too, the URL for the Zoom, I think it'll be fine. It's just the same way they register for this meeting, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. So I've never accessed it through the public website. So if someone could send me that link, I think that would be appropriate. And then I'll also resend the flyer to them. Yes, because all I have here on the flyer just says join us on July 11th, 5:30. Actually, I put it here at 5:30. I think it's because we know we're going to start our meeting at 5, so we'll be done by 5:30 and then bring them in. And you know what I'm saying? Just like they can be casually hanging out, come and join us. Calling all Southside Madison residents, join us on January 11th, 5:30 at UW Partnerships. So I don't say more than that, but if we want to say put a QR code, I would need to know the URL for people to sign up through Zoom. If that could be provided to me, I can probably change this. And I'll send you the, I guess, yeah, like a Word document of this flyer.
Sorry.
As well.
I'm trying to get a hold of Byron at the same time where we're looking, but for some reason his number doesn't want to receive a text.
Angela, can you scroll down?
Yes. All right.
And then let's see what else. Future topics. I think we just were keeping Truth and Reconciliation Committee on the agenda. Our Equals Opportunity agenda will be, is it July 13th or is it July 11th?
It's July 11th. Thank you for that correction.
Okay, so can you make that correction? And then if folks can just hang on a little bit just to see if Angela's able to get, because that is really our, the end of our agenda. But if anyone wants to just wait, if we can hang on to see if Byron wants to update us, or we can, I'm open for both. We could either postpone it and get an update next time, or we can try to hang on to see if Byron has an update for us.
I can hang on for a hot minute because I really do, Angela, I think we need to get on to knowing whether, I mean, at least in my corner, I need to know about the press release.
Okay. And then, sorry.
Chair, Araceli brings up a good point. I might argue that the two vacancies we should probably discuss at commission as well.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. We're just discussing them here, but they will be brought up at the meeting. So
we can, I think whatever Byron says tonight is probably what we're going to hear next week as well. So
right.
Yeah. He's saying we don't need to stay. We probably don't need to wait, but I mean either way, I'm fine.
So if people don't want to, then it's only us here. So if I can have a motion, since we're at the end of our agenda, to adjourn. Bob, I see your hand.
Oh, my hand is still up. I so move.
Anyone opposed? With that, I'm going to close, but I'm just going to remind folks that you won't see me on the 11th. And so, I will remind Angela to put an update on the vacancies on our agenda. But just to know that I won't be in attendance. So with that, I'm going to adjourn the meeting.
Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Chair.
And Chair, I hope that whatever is encouraging or taking you away from us is productive and enjoyable.
Thank you. I'm hoping so myself. Thank you.
Yes. See you all. Bye-bye.
Yes. Thanks. Bye.